Well, now in our fifth quarter program, hey, a special day for the Santa Fe girls volleyball team as the Lady Chiefs will be playing for a state championship tomorrow down in Cape Girardeau. And right now we've got Danny Capps, athletic director at Santa Fe, on the line. And hey, Danny, special day. Boy, your Lady Chiefs really came through, didn't they?
Hey, good to be here, Joe. And yeah, my family and I, my wife Casey, and then our son Snowden and Declan, we all made the trip down to Cape Girardeau and got to see all of the matches today for pool play at the Show Me Center. And I would say that in the beginning, probably started out a little bit slow, and I had some people tell me, Coach Stander, Coach Crutchfield, our two coaches with that group, that, you know, they said they kind of had the nerves get to them a little bit. And, you know, you're going to start off at 10 a.m. with the defending state champions. So I guess understandable as far as that goes, but then kind of got better from there.
Well, it sounds like if the information I got was correct, you play Advance, the defending state champs. They beat you two straight, but then you come back, you split with Billings, and you take two straight from Calvary Lutheran. So sounds like maybe each game the girls got a little bit better.
I would say that's definitely the case, yes.
And so talk about how did they play? Who played well, and what was the big difference to get the girls into the finals today?
I'd say they just kind of came together as a group. Bella started hitting the ball a little bit better. I would say that Kerrigan Smith was definitely a leader out on the floor, and she was saving quite a few of those volleyballs from hitting the ground, especially in key scenarios, digging them off the floor, and that's not generally what she always does. And so I would say that a lot of our back row players came through and did the same thing. It was pretty fun volleyball to watch just because, you know, everybody here is good and, you know, everybody's refusing to give up points. And so it was an enjoyable day just to watch the sport.
Well, maybe some people don't understand the format. There are four teams. You're in Class 1. There are four teams down there, and you guys actually played a round robin today. So you played the other three teams two games each, and I guess the best two records play for first place tomorrow. The other two play for third. So you'll play Advance again tomorrow for the championship.
That's right. I think in that third match where we took two straight versus Calvary Lutheran, I think we kind of controlled our own destiny there and helped ourselves out quite a bit. But then, yes, we get that rematch against Advance. I guess you could say when it counts tomorrow, it's going to be at 1:30, and that's for the state championship.
Well, I was looking on the bracket, looking at the scores, and it looks like Advance, I think it was something like 25-14, maybe the first game. But then your girls played, it sounds like they played very well that second game. Advance only beat you 25-22, so sounds like they know they can play with that team and were right there with them in that second game.
Oh, absolutely. I think that now that both teams know each other, it's definitely going to be a great matchup. Should be a really entertaining state championship. You know, whichever school you're going to cheer for, even if you're not there cheering for either one, or at least looking to do that in the beginning and taking a side. But I would say that our girls definitely got better and probably got more comfortable with being under that spotlight today.
You know, this is no stranger for Santa Fe. They've been in the Final Four many, many times, and I bet you had a pretty good crowd of Santa Fe Chief fans down there, didn't you?
Oh, we traveled well, that's for sure. And they got more excited, got louder as we went. It's definitely a great crowd to be around. Our kids can run around, and, you know, we know that they're going to be taken care of, and at the same time, we're going to watch some great competition and some awesome competitors from our girls.
Well, Danny, I'll let you go. I know you're down in Cape Girardeau. You've got your family down there with you, so I'll let you go. Appreciate you taking time to chat with us. And, hey, good luck tomorrow. Go Chiefs.
Absolutely. Go Chiefs. Thank you very much, Joe.